What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Got an awesome Saturday mailbag for you here. If you're watching live, welcome. Happy Friday afternoon, everybody. Adam, Dan, and Jamie with the Fantasy Cops coming on a little bit later. Your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Your Apple Podcast questions. And you know what? I've decided that, Dan, ultimatum. It is ultimatum time, all right?
Okay.
You busy this weekend?
I actually am. Why?
Like very busy?
I have a Friendsgiving tomorrow that I'm not going to miss.
Okay.
And Sunday is football.
All right, listen.
You have a what?
Friendsgiving. Very fun.
You don't do those?
No.
They're great.
They're fun.
Very highly recommend a Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Of course, you usually do it before Thanksgiving, not like 3 weeks after,
yeah,
but that's okay.
Sometimes they're...
That's what I was wondering. Is it a Thanksgiving thing?
It's like a holiday thing, kind of. We do it around the holidays.
Friendsmas.
Well, it's called a holiday party.
Friendsmas. Yeah.
Well, it's like a Friendsgiving. Everybody cooks and brings food.
Listen, you're not allowed back on the show unless you watch Die Hard.
Oh no! I don't even have time for Die Hard.
You have an hour and a half. It's ridiculous. It's the most popular movie to. I'm not going to call it a Christmas movie, but movie to watch this time of year. You're not coming back on the show unless you watch Die Hard.
You haven't watched Die Hard?
Isn't that ridiculous that we have to listen to the crap from this guy? He's never watched Die Hard.
Adam's never watched The Sopranos or The Wire, and he's trying to give me.
Wait, you never watched The Sopranos?
Adam has never watched The Sopranos.
Yeah.
So. I think it's much worse to have not watched a scene this Sopranos.
Oh, Jamie left again.
Jamie couldn't take it anymore.
Listen, so we got to get down to business here. Jamie, come on back. Like,
I need to say something once Jamie's on the show, too.
All right, he's back. He's
even though it's not a Paramount property, I wanted to shout out Jamie's cousin who is starring in a new show that I think is amazing. And once you watch it, Jamie, I want you to answer me one thing. It's called Fleischman is in Trouble. Does the main character... played by your cousin, remind you of Adam Azer? That's what I want you to answer. The character he plays, does he remind
you? What's the story about divorce? So I hope not.
Besides the divorce part, just his mannerisms, the things that bother him, just things like that.
Adam has said on multiple occasions when he grows up, he wants to be like Jesse.
I can see that.
Yeah. He's a bit of a hero to me. Yeah.
I can see it. So you'll have to let me know. We'll check back in on that. And those who have watched it and are listening, let us know as well.
And what's it on?
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
I wish it was Paramount Plus.
All right, then I have to promote something too, all right? Because you got to get Hulu. Because Koala Man Koala Man's coming out next month, and that's my buddy's show, so check that one
out. What's it called?
Koala Man.
Whoa. Listen, you can't... I could promote my family stuff.
He's like family
stuff.
To me. He's like family. Come on.
Is he related to you?
Basically, I've known him longer than known your cousin.
I've already made that mistake on the show before when I had my long... Iliad level length discussion about my fantasy league. I dropped Elite Realtors of New Jersey, my friend's real estate company, and people were not happy about them in the YouTube comments. So
well, that's because nobody could benefit from that. You could all watch Koala Man. All right, here we go. I need to know. I asked Heath.
Was he in your wedding party? Overnando?
Yes, of course.
Overnando.
Of course.
Did he introduce you to your wife?
No, but Nando did.
Okay. I asked Heath earlier this week, who's going to win you a fantasy league? Who's a league winner? I nominated Garrett Wilson, and I don't remember who my other guy was.
Christian Watson. Literally the two guys I wanted, but go on.
All right, Dan, you're up. Who's a league winner? Give me 30 seconds. Well,
now that I don't get to pick from Christian Watson or Garrett Wilson, I'm going to go with two other players who are also rookies. I'm going to start with James Cook, the rookie running back from Buffalo. There are a lot of reasons I like Cook, but the first would be that he brings an element to that Bills offense they don't have outside of Stephon Diggs, and that's just explosive speed. He was a 4.35 runner. In my mind, Isaiah McKenzie has quickness, not a lot of speed. Gabe Davis, obviously not a huge speed threat. So that's why they tried to work him in. They drafted him in the second round. He also brings another element that, no offense to the rest of these running backs on that roster, they don't have, and that's the vision cuts. If you watch him play the position, he does an excellent job setting up his blockers and making the cutbacks. That's something his brother does a great job of. It's why Dalvin Cook is so solid. And there was a rep I watched in this last game when he had his breakout game, and he did have a 43% snap share in his breakout game, largest of the season, 40% of the total attempts, largest of the season. I think that number will grow. But one thing I love was the rep I saw on a second and long where he goes out just over the middle in a pass pattern. He's not in the field of vision for Josh Allen, so he's astute enough and savvy enough to bounce outside, get into the field of vision for Allen. Allen finds him. He creates the first down. And I really think down the stretch he could be a league winner. So that's my first guy, James Cook.
Jamie, you're up.
You want one or two?
We'll go 1-1-1-1.
1-1-1-1. I'm going to go with Zonovan Knight. I think, you know, I keep going back to this with him, that where would we be on Breece Hall at this point in the season if he had stayed healthy? And just the Jets starting running back, a serviceable guy who's getting the type of workload that Zonovan Knight is getting. And this is the guy we've been waiting for since Breece Hall went down. You know, Michael Carter was supposed to be that guy. He obviously didn't materialize. They made the trade for James Robinson. He clearly was not the right guy for their team. I think Knight has shown you in two games, and I like the fact that Robert Saleh has already said with Carter coming back for week 14 that Knight is still going to be our guy. He's not going anywhere. And so I think you're looking at a guy that's getting probably 15 to 20 total touches, hopefully on the higher end of that. 8 catches in 2 games. One of those was without Michael Carter, so something we have to keep an eye on there. But depending on the quarterback situation evolves for the Jets, if Mike White remains the starter, you know he's going to throw to his running back. So the work in the passing game should be constant for whoever the guy is back there, and right now it looks to be Knight. So I like what I've seen through 2 games. I think it's going to continue. He's got a tough matchup week 14 against the Bills, but I think he'll be okay. And I think he could be a top 15 running back rest of season if he gets this type of work, especially in the passing game.
Okay, now let's do this exercise again with your new guys, but cut it in half, all right? Next up for you, Dan, is who?
Drake London, wide receiver for the Falcons. What I love most is the quarterback change. Desmond Ridder built a career with Alec Pierce at Cincinnati, throwing him jump balls, giving him a chance to make 50-50 plays. I said it on Monday's show. London's tape from last week was some of the best tape I've seen from a receiver this season. He should have had another 90 to 110 yards. We're going to get deep shots. We're going to get 50-50 balls. We're going to get red zone opportunities now for Drake London. And we may even get more pass-heavy offense with Ridder in there. So I love the switch over there.
All right, thank you for letting me know that Drake London was a wide receiver for the Falcons. Good stuff.
Sometimes it's actually good to repeat that type of stuff. All right, we're deep into a season. Most people know it now. But, you know, that kind of comment by you is actually just going to extend time. So you have to cut it in half. I could have delivered a lot more analysis, but now you've wasted 15
Jamie,
seconds.
Jamie, man. You're up. Jamie's up. Next up.
Greg Dulcich. He's a tight end. He has upside.
Okay. Cortland Sutton is almost certainly out this week. All right, so between my two and your four, six rookies are our league winner nominees, which makes sense. This is the time of year for them to shine. On Sunday, we've got two ways to help you out. First of all, watch CBS Sports HQ beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern on your CBS Sports app, wherever you've got that downloaded, whether it's on your smart TV, on your phone, or whatever. CBS Sports HQ from 10 a.m. Eastern until 1 p.m. Eastern. On YouTube, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday, live from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. Eastern, answering all of your questions, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Let's do our news and notes real quick here. Jamie, I'm just going to give you these to you. Saquon Barkley may not play.
Is that because Dan talks too much?
No, I'm just trying to. I got to get out of here kind of early for a doctor's appointment, so that's why I was trying to speed everything up. Saquon Barkley may not play. I guess there's some optimism that he will, but first of all,
I think he'll play.
Okay. Are you downgrading him then?
No.
Okay. And then break glass in case of emergency, Brightwell, Breida, nobody.
I would lean toward Breida, but I would expect both guys to play in what would be a horrible situation.
Amari Cooper should be good to go. T. Higgins is expected to play. Given what we saw earlier this year with him leaving two games early with an injury, are you downloading T. Higgins? Downgrading? No. Downgrading T. Higgins. You can't download him. Leonard Fournette missed practice. So what's this mean for Rashad White?
It would mean great things for Rashad White. And so goes from a borderline number two flex type of fantasy option with Fournette to a top 15 running back without Fournette. Tough matchup, but the work in the more in PPR than non-PPR, but the work in the passing game is clearly going to be, we saw 9 catches the last time Fournette did play.
Deontay Foreman is off the injury report. Josh Jacobs is going to have testing on his injured finger. Greg Roman said that the time off and the surgery, this is the offensive coordinator for the Ravens, the time off and the surgery is going to help J.K. Dobbins. And do we know if he's playing this week at Pittsburgh?
Greg Roman, you might be referencing the same interview from yesterday. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, he looks good and we're excited to have him back. Now, that didn't mean that they're going to activate him, but I've been saying this for now for 3 weeks. Make sure he's rostered, and I'd like to see him get his feet wet this week because they get the Browns next week, and if he's looks good against the Steelers, my God, he could be a monster against the Browns.
All right, and Courtland Sutton, as I mentioned, he missed practice today. We'll have hopefully some more news coming in throughout the show. Do we have a YouTube poll up
there? Trevor Lawrence practiced on Friday. It's a good sign.
Oh, that is good. Yep. Yeah. We do. You can't do this poll today. This poll is ridiculous today.
Why? What is it?
Who has better hair today, Dan or Adam? I look like crap today, and I'm sorry.
I am voting for Dan today.
I'm voting for Dan.
It's an obvious win.
All right, emails. FantasyFootball@CBSi.com. That is the letter I. From Andrew, I need two wide receivers and a flex. Gabe Davis, Corey Davis, Donovan Peoples-Jones Davis, George Kittle, and Treylon Burks if active. So Corey Davis, Gabe Davis, Peoples-Jones, and Kittle, two wide receivers and a flex. I don't think Treylon Burks is going to play.
I think just based on this group, Gabe Davis is a must just for the upside. Probably Kittle's a flex because it's not a great group of receivers. I'll lean Corey Davis over Peoples-Jones.
He needs two, Adam, or one?
Two receivers and a flex.
Two receivers and a flex? I'm going to go Peoples-Jones, Kittle. I'm going to go everyone, but just switch out Peoples-Jones and Davis.
So start Gabe Davis, though, right?
Start Gabe Davis for sure out of those guys.
Okay. He could also stream Greg Dulcich or DJ Chark if you want to. If you like Dulcich or Chark better than...
I would go Chark. I would drop Peoples-Jones and pick up Chark. You know, I think it's just a better, certainly a better game. You know, 52 over-under and the Lions-Vikings. He's looked good. You know, I think he's going to, you know, he could actually be a league winner. You know, just because I think the Jameson Williams factor may not happen until like week 16, 17, 18, until they start to give him more reps. It could happen this week too, but for this week, he could be awesome.
All right, Jay needs a win to make the playoffs. He needs to sit one. Deontay Foreman, Bam Knight, Josh Palmer, DJ Chark. Who do I sit?
Palmer, no.
Yeah, with Williams back.
All right, from David in Vancouver, a Seattle running back, not named Ken Walker, or J.K. Dobbins if he plays?
You could maybe gamble on Dobbins in non-PPR, maybe even half PPR, but I think in full PPR, I'd go Homer.
Yeah, if you're going any of those backs, you got to go Homer.
Heath was making the case though on HQ today for Tony Jones, but
for Jones,
yeah, I can't see it. I just think that he's not good, and neither is not necessarily that Homer is, but I think there's more opportunities for him to play in the passing game.
Yeah, more PPR upside.
Yeah, but they just don't throw to their running backs. If Dobbins plays, I would go with Dobbins over Homer, but I mean, I see your point, but. It depends. Like, it also depends on, is it just Homer? Is DJ Dallas also out? DJ Dallas, like, just, he's not.
See, I would think if it's Dallas, it's a problem because Dallas, I think, will get the majority of carries.
Yeah, me too. If he's healthy enough. It's a messy situation in both backfields, I think.
Let's see. I feel like I have some fun stat on Travis Homer. Oh, yeah. Career 5.8 yards per carry.
Wow.
IPC for life.
Yeah, better than DJ Dallas.
How many of those were 3rd and 10 draw plays?
That's a good question. I'm not going to look it up. David from Vancouver also says, let's go New York Giants, Daniel Jones for MVP. I think he said that to get his question read on the air. But if he's sincere.
But if he wants to get his question read on the air, you shouldn't say Daniel Jones for MVP. We're not Daniel Jones stands here. Despite being accused of that by Heath at one point.
This is from Danny. By the way, so Schneier was like the only person on earth that predicted the Giants to have a winning record this year.
Yeah.
But he's been doing it every year of his life.
I know.
No,
that's the thing. Like,
no, I haven't.
He's going to end up like maybe being right, but I still don't feel like he should get any credit. I still think we should call him out for being a homer.
Why?
I mean, he's definitely a homer, but if they go 9-8, that's a winning record, right?
So, well, that's what I can't do that. 9-8. I didn't predict more than
they
that.
They have a tie.
9-8.
They have a tie.
I did see somebody just while we're on. I know you wanted to rush through this, but Barkley, I think, is worth discussing. That I saw, I don't know if it was a beat writer suggest this. I think it might have been that they might want to save him for the Washington game because the head to head playoff matter.
Oh yeah. Oh, they're definitely losing
games. Everything. It's a must. It's basically a playoff game for both teams.
But don't they need to win this game too, just to get the win?
Right, but I guess the suggestion is they can't beat the Eagles regardless of if he's playing or not.
That's such a loser mentality. Of course
it is definitely a loser. I don't think that's going to happen. The beat writer might have suggested it. I don't know who it was, but I don't think that's how
NFL coaches. Yeah, in a way. All right, Danny's in a 12-team standard scoring league. I need to win this week to make the playoffs. I'm facing Justin Herbert. I happen to have three of his wide receivers, Allen, Williams, and Palmer. Should I consider starting all three against him? My other options are DK Metcalf, Peoples-Jones, Pickens, and Kareem Hunt. So, no, you should not start Palmer over DK Metcalf.
I would go Allen, Williams, and Metcalf, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully, we'll get some rushing touchdowns from Allen and Williams. Dan from Long Island. Dear Hans, Carl, Theo, and Eddie.
Dan from Long Island doesn't really know who that is, the Dan on our show.
Yeah, Dan doesn't know who that is.
I'm not from Long Island.
That's Die Hard.
Oh, that's Die Hard. Okay.
I'm starting Garrett Wilson and Christian Kirk.
Do you know the phrase, shoot the glass? Do you know what that means?
Hell no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so sad. This is so sad.
It is actually kind of sad.
Now I have a machine gun?
I really need to watch this freaking movie. Which one should I watch? Die Hard 1?
Okay.
Die Hard. It's a great movie. You're not going to regret it. I mean, it's an all-time classic.
Put it on during your friends' whatever thing tonight.
Friendsmas.
Okay. I will. Let's say it's work.
No, don't do that. You're not going to be able to focus. You need to watch it.
Okay, I got it. All right. I'll watch it one late night.
Yeah. Okay, wide receiver conundrum.
Oh, my God. Look at the chat.
Yeah. Zach said, to be fair, I've never seen Die Hard either. Maybe it's a generational thing.
Oh, Zach's like 15 years old.
I don't care. My kids have already seen it. The four-year-old says, ho, ho, ho.
No way. Your kids have seen that?
No.
Okay. Jeez. All right. Wide receiver conundrum.
The look on your face.
I'm starting Garrett Wilson and Christian Kirk.
By the way, we had Dave today. You screwed that up.
We didn't have. All right. Will you stop?
What'd you have him on?
For God's sake, can I read this question?
Can you? No, I don't. What'd you have him on?
The game of the week. He screwed it up.
He didn't have him. I'm telling you, you left the room. You didn't see his face. He knew exactly what was coming.
Because you did it wrong. I told you. We need to do a game.
I tried to pivot.
Before.
I tried to pivot. I made a game time decision. I read his body language. I thought I didn't have a chance to do what
we
were originally planned.
No, we needed a buffer. You just screwed it up.
All right. You got to pick two receivers here.
Now I'm really mad at you.
You got to pick two receivers and a flex. Oh. Okay. This guy's got it all wrong. Here is four receivers. Pick two. Garrett Wilson, Christian Kirk, DK Metcalf, Jalen Waddle.
Whew.
Wilson, Kirk, Metcalf, Waddle. That is tough.
Is it weird that I like Waddle the least?
I think I'm with you on that, especially chance of re-injury. I think I wouldn't play Waddle, so I would also narrow it down to the other three. Now it's Wilson, Metcalf, and
that's not to say Waddle's bad. It's just that the other guys are good.
And he could re-injure himself, and you could really get screwed there.
I would sit Garrett Wilson.
What?
I can't sit Garrett Wilson.
The way
the
Bills looked last week, Tre'Davious White is now going into his third game.
He was great against the Bills with Zach Wilson.
But he was without Tre'Davious White. And
what?
And without Epinesa and Russo.
Wait.
I love
Garrett
Wilson. You're
giving them credit for how they looked against the Patriots?
Yeah. They looked amazing. I love Garrett Wilson, but I love all four of these guys.
The Patriots.
I love all four of these guys.
Yeah.
It's not a sit Garrett Wilson. He's my league
Who
winner.
Is it? Who was the fourth?
Metcalf.
Wilson?
I can't sit Metcalf.
I guess if you want to be concerned about maybe Lawrence with the injury,
Metcalf.
Kirk, but
I think I'm sitting.
I would say Waddle.
Who's number one? For me, Waddle. Number one is Metcalf.
Number one is Metcalf?
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. Especially because they could go very pass-heavy again. Metcalf, I would probably go Metcalf-Wilson, though. I wouldn't be benching Wilson for any stretch. Wilson is in my lineups. If I have Wilson, he's in my lineups rest of the season.
Well, we also have a flex option, but his three running backs are Barkley, Pollard, and Stevenson. And right now, Stevenson is his flex, but Stevenson should be your number one running back, assuming Harris is out.
Yeah, agreed. You can take Pollard out. I would take Pollard out.
I would take Barkley out. Receivers.
I would probably take Barkley out too. Honestly, you may get 150 yards from each of Pollard and Zeke.
That's true.
Didn't give this stat on the show. The Texans, let me get the exact stat. Hold on. Houston at Dallas.
And they're not going to have Cooks or Collins, which is just
This is what you should have done. You should have said one question for each game, Texans at Cowboys, then we fight. Easy game to cover. Start all Cowboys, sit all Texans. I come back.
Yeah, but then that's the thing. Then we're just fighting for no reason. We had to fight during the game of the week. You're so desperate to fight with me, but that would have just been an awkward fight.
You screwed it up.
Your plan. All right, the Texans allow... The Texans allow 144.3 rushing yards per game to running backs. 144.3 to running backs. They have now led the NFL in that stat for three straight seasons.
Wow.
My goodness. Okay, great guys, stat. I got to...
I didn't mean to call you a moron. I should have called you an idiot moron.
All right, let's go to Matt Goodell. Dear Tom, Tim, Kurt... Dear Tom, Kit, Tim, Kurt, and Billy Bob. I use your thinking cap here. Tom, Tim.
Well, those are Santa Claus.
Yeah, good for you. Start one, Geno, Tua, or Tannehill? 4 point per passing touchdown.
Geno.
Geno.
Easy for me.
Start one, it's Superflex. Deshaun Watson or Greg Dulcich? It's PPR and it's 4 point per passing touchdown.
Watson.
Ooh. I'll say Watson unless Cooper is out. If Cooper is out, I'll go Dulcich.
Watson, no matter what for me. I'm not going to start Dulcich over a quarterback in a super flex league.
Yeah, it's probably a smart move.
From Scott, Knight or ETN? Bam Knight or ETN?
Oh, I know. other Knight would there be?
I don't know. Shining Armor?
Dark Knight.
Bam Knight, running back for the Jets or Travis
Have you seen
ETN?
The Knight movie with Martin Lawrence? It's so funny.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, I think it's something Knight, but it's really funny.
He's the man.
One movie I've seen that you haven't, but this is a tougher one. I think I'm going to go with ETN, though.
What'd you say, Jamie?
Knight.
From?
We're torn.
Angie. Need a flex. Bam Knight, Zay Jones.
Angie. That was good. I like that. Thank you.
Bam Knight, Zay Jones, Pacheco, or Rashad White, PPR.
Ooh, Knight. Well, if Fournette is out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, White, if Fournette is out.
Yeah, otherwise, I think I got to go White if Fournette is out. But otherwise, I'm going to go Pacheco. I like Pacheco. I like what I've seen. I like the usage.
Like, he what was it, 3 games ago? He had 100 yards rushing and didn't score?
And didn't do anything,
like,
right,
he had that type of game, too. Yeah.
From Abraham, half PPR. Do I want...
Abraham.
Deontay Johnson or Raheem Mostert? Abraham, it's half PPR. He does not want a zero from Mostert.
Wow.
I don't think you get a zero from Mostert. I mean, he had 6 more touches than Jeff Wilson last week. I would go Mostert. Deontay's banged up.
Yeah, I think I'm with that. Steelers, I'm not going to take Deontay or anyone from that Steelers offense in my lineups.
This is from John. Bills or Chiefs D.
Nick H says first one of the worst Martin Lawrence. You guys didn't think that you didn't think it was funny.
The comment in the chat for those of you listening, Nick H says Dan has referred to one of the worst Martin Lawrence movies of all time. Wow,
bro.
It
was funny. Wow.
Okay. Bills or Chiefs DST.
What's the best Martin Lawrence movie?
Bad Boys.
1, 2, or 3, or 4.
1. There's not a 4, is there? It's Bad Boys, Bad Boys 2, and Bad Boys for Life.
There wasn't a 3rd one in there?
That was the 3rd one. Bad Boys for Life.
I thought Bad Boys for Life was the 4th one.
I don't think so.
Big Mama's House?
It's Bad Boys. Come on. Bad Boys is freaking great.
There was one that he did with one of the Wilson brothers. It was...
he did one with Tim Robbins. Huh? Remember the Tim Robbins one? Where they were thieves?
Yeah.
Is that him? So
there's one he did with Luke Wilson.
Never saw it. Martin!
People say I like to talk a lot, and they're right. I do like to hear the sound of my own voice, but the best way to shut me up is just talking about movies. I got nothing.
All right, Bills or Chiefs DST?
Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs. You got to go with the heavy favorite here. Applied totals.
Nothing to Lose. All good. Thank you. Nothing to Lose is the name of the movie. Henry Pacheco or Jeff Wilson?
Henry. Yeah, I'm not going
to
move off.
And Henry. Yes, hold on to J.K. Dobbins. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got the Fantasy Cops joining us here.
Oh, boy.
On Fantasy Football Today.
When you're worried about underarm sweat and odor, it can be distracting. Like this. Or this. Or even this. It's time to silence those distractions with a spray of powerful Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Featuring our 72-hour protection and soothing one-quarter moisturizing cream. Because when you forget about your underarms, you can focus on being unforgettable. Dove Men. Forgettable underarms. Unforgettable you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back to the show. It's time to settle your league disputes. The Fantasy Cops are here. Send us an email at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Put Fantasy Cops in the subject line. The first one is from Joe, somewhere in Central Virginia. I'm in a 14-team league on another site where their commissioner accidentally set up the league to have the playoffs begin in week 14. Most of the league saw the mistake and called the commissioner out on it early on during the regular season. The commissioner said it was a mistake and would adjust the schedule so the playoffs begin in week 15 like any normal league would. However, the commissioner is not tech-savvy and a bit of a procrastinator. Needless to say, despite a lot of reminders on the message board in Week 12 and 13, the commissioner waited until the beginning of Week 14 to finally try and make the changes. At this point, the site would not allow any schedule adjustments since Week 14 had already started, the Thursday night game. Now the commissioner said he has no choice but to let the playoffs start in Week 14, which in turn will cause my team to likely lose in the first round since I have Jonathan Taylor, Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, and Justin Fields on a bye. What needs to be done about this atrocity?
Yeah. Wow. So there's a lot of issues here. First of all, like, not only did this commissioner screw up from that standpoint, like, what if somebody was not making certain kind of pickups because they thought the playoffs weren't going to start? Like this guy, for example, with all these guys on buys, he might have done some roster moves on Tuesday to kind of, like, you know, try his best to fit a lineup, and he's never going to win without those four guys. So really all around horrific job by the commissioner. He should never be allowed to commission another league as far as I'm concerned. And in addition to that, I think, and I know some people hate this, why not just make this not the playoffs and start it next week and just do it by hand? Why do we have to, like, subscribe to what the site says?
Why do it by hand? You can just reset the league.
I don't know what site he's using, right. And I don't know if they can do that. But way, you cannot let this stand. The playoffs start next week.
You cannot let this stand. You manually.
All right, so I have a confession. I did this in the league where I set up to mirror our podcast league. I set up a free league for our HQ listeners. I think you remember me promoting this.
Yeah.
And I never checked the playoff settings. So when I went to look at the lineups, the league this week, I saw the playoffs started this week because I just never, you know, the default setting was. So I could certainly make the same amendment. The problem is that I'm the first team out.
No,
I will probably win and get in.
Yeah, you have to do that. I mean, they're fantasy football followers. They know.
Yeah, they know.
They know what's up.
They're not going to look at it like you're doing it from a biased standpoint. Nobody wants to start the playoffs with bye weeks.
That was the only reason why I didn't change. It was like, oh, I'm doing this to get myself in the playoff. You know what I mean?
Some people might look at it like that, but as long as you make it clear.
Now,
us
fantasy cops have your back. I think you're good.
Yes, I have your back.
All right, figure out a way to make the playoffs start next week, even if you have to do it by hand. This one is from Frankie in Oregon. We are in a 12-team Superflex League, and the fourth-place team is locked into the playoffs. He is playing the sixth-place team this week. The seventh-place team that's fighting for that sixth spot sent a message this morning reminding the fourth-place team to set his lineup and get a quarterback off of waivers. He has Fields, Garoppolo, Brissett, and Zach Wilson. The seventh-place team also offered to drop Mike White in the group chat. Fourth place has all of his fab left, so he can get Walford off waivers, but if he doesn't play, should I stop the seventh place team from dropping Mike White? Is that considered collusion? Love the show.
Of course it is.
Yeah, you can absolutely
I'm going to drop this player to help you out. That's the definition of collusion.
Right.
Yeah, no, cannot have that. Cannot have that.
I think it's pretty cut and dry on this one.
All right, that was an easy round.
Now, Faze is done without saying anything.
Yeah, then you never know. Then you can't prove it. He literally gave the proof right there in the group chat.
Yeah, we appreciate the honesty, cheater, but you are cheating.
How do you feel about that, telling somebody else to set their lineup when it impacts you?
Yeah, that's the
I'm all right with it.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, I think it happens too much for me to say no. That's the, I don't love it, but it's just too commonplace. So I think we let that stand. You're allowed to pick up as many players as you want to keep them away from others. There is a bit of a debate about like dropping them and putting them
back on
waivers.
Yeah, what about the leagues where people do? What are your guys' thoughts on the leagues where it's like everybody who gets cut goes right to waivers and somebody will like pick up a kicker, drop a kicker, pick up a kicker, drop a kicker, pick up a kicker, and like everyone
can't do that.
Okay.
But I don't know what the rule should be.
I've seen that. I don't know what the rule. Yeah, I've seen that happen before.
Right. Can you pick up a guy on Tuesday? Let's say it's a fab league. You pick up a guy on Tuesday, you pick up three guys on Tuesday, you drop them on Saturday, and you're not taking every kicker and putting them back on waivers, but you're taking three of the most valuable waiver wire guys. You know, can you do that? I don't know. Actually, I think if you've saved your fab, I think you can do whatever the hell you want.
Okay.
Right? I mean, if that's an advantage that you have, you can be the jerk who just bullies everyone with your fab, I think. Slippery slope there.
It is a slippery slope.
I got some Apple Podcast questions for you. This is from H. Vasquez. First time fantasy player. All right. I have Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen. Who should be my third receiver going into the playoffs? I have Josh Palmer, Marquise Brown, Darius Slayton, and Nico Collins.
Marquise Brown. Yep.
Yeah. At least you start out that way. We'll see what everything looks like, but that's how you should approach it. Next question is from... I don't know. He says, hi, Drew, Noah, Philip, and Manny. Drew
Brees, Philip Rivers, Chargers quarterbacks. Who are the rest?
Manny.
Noah and Manny.
No, those aren't Chargers quarterbacks.
I love your certainty, though.
I'm trying to get one of these right one time, so I got to come out confidently.
I don't know.
I don't know, then.
DJ Moore or Marquise Brown this week?
Marquise Brown.
Yeah, still Brown for me as well.
This is from Scumbag Joe.
Whoa.
Yeah. Broncos.
Oh, scumbag. Okay.
I have to look up the schedule here because this is a week 16 question. Okay. Week 16 fantasy semifinals. Chargers DST or Broncos? And let's check the matchups here.
Yeah,
the Chargers are at the Colts.
Okay.
And Denver is at the Rams.
I'll go Chargers for sure. Now, especially with what Baker looked like last night.
Okay, and what in the world are we doing with Alvin Kamara, Jamie?
Oh, boy. I think it depends on what you have. You know, Dave brought up a good point when we were talking about this after Monday night's game earlier this week, that the schedule is much more favorable than what he's been dealing with. But I think that will hopefully help. Maybe the injury to Mark Ingram with the knee problem will hopefully help. You know, if he misses any time, expect him to miss at least 1 week. The rest, maybe the quarterback change if it comes too. I don't know. It's just been a disaster right now.
All right. Next question on Apple Podcast is from Bruno J. Bruno. Week 14.
We can't answer this one.
Why?
We don't talk about Bruno.
I don't know that reference.
It's like a.
You'll get it eventually. All right. Next.
Yeah. It's like a show or something. It's like a musical
or Disney movie.
Disney. Oh.
Start three wide receivers: Pickens, DJ Moore, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, Jerry Jeudy.
Pickens, Moore, Kirk, Zay Jones, Jeudy. Kirk, and we need one more?
No, two more.
Two more.
Jeudy.
Zay Jones, odd man up.
Judy for sure. No, this, so okay, so that
I also agree on.
Then
Judy.
You need three out of four: Pickens, DJ Moore, Kirk, and Judy. So Pickens or DJ Moore?
Moore.
Moore.
And then Rashad White or George Pickens?
White.
White.
Even if he did, even if Fournette plays, White.
From 21 damage, DeAndre Swift or Devontae Smith? That's fun. PPR.
DeAndre.
Yep, DeAndre.
Half PPR. Tyler Huntley or Geno Smith? Geno.
Geno.
In full PPR, though, it might be different.
DJ Dallas or Leonard Fournette?
Fournette.
Yeah, if he plays, Fournette.
DJ Moore or Devontae Smith?
I think I'm going to go Devontae.
Devontae.
This Giants defense is going to give up a lot of passing yards in this game.
Yes, they are. From Wildcat in Austin, half PPR flex spot, I can play DJ Moore, Juju, Treylon Burks, or Deontay Foreman. Half PPR. DJ Moore, Juju, Treylon Burks, Deontay Foreman.
I'm going Juju.
Deontay Foreman.
Yeah, it's the safest play. Foreman definitely has the highest floor.
And from Sparks, I currently have Fields, Murray, and Watson as quarterbacks on my team. We can only start one, but I'm nervous to drop him and put him on waivers. Or Watson. I'm nervous to drop Watson and put him on waivers. My running backs are Cook, Pierce, P. Ryan, and Jeff Wilson. Would you drop Watson, Fields, or Murray for Bam Knight?
I drop Watson for Bam.
Yeah, I would 100% drop Watson for Bam, and I don't think you should be that nervous to drop Watson.
All right, everybody, I have to go. I'm going to let you guys read some YouTube questions. Our producer, Zach Brook, will help you out. He'll throw the questions up. He's going to end the broadcast for you. This is going to be it for the audio version of the Fantasy Football Today podcast. So I want to tell everyone here that you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get a win in Week 14. Let's get in the playoffs. Have an awesome weekend. Watch Die Hard. And we'll talk to you later on Fantasy Football Today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.